Penguin Random House Audio presents How Quickly She Disappears by Raymond Fleischman. Read for you by Lisa Flanagan. For Madeline, of course. Now that you have gone and I am alone and quiet, my contentment would be complete if I did not wish you were here so I could say, how good it is, Tanya, to be alone and quiet. Except by Wendell Berry. Part 1. Chapter 1. July 1941. The rattling buzz of a bush plane awoke her that morning, and as it just so happened, Elizabeth had been dreaming of her sister. She had been back at her childhood home in Lititz, Pennsylvania. Like all of the dreams about her sister, Elizabeth imagined Jacqueline as she was when she was 11 years old. When they were 11 years old. 1921, the year that Jacqueline disappeared forever. But beyond the broadest details, her sister's sad eyes, the vast creaking farmhouse, the clattering stalks of corn that surrounded their yard like an interminable forest, the rest of the dream was lost to Elizabeth as soon as she opened her eyes. That distant world and all its distant comfort, obliterated by a postal plane grinding through the sky on its way into town. Wait, Elizabeth thought, blinking sleep away. Yes. She was back in Alaska, Tanacross, Alaska, a village with a population of 85 people.